This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Coloradans will vote on 11 statewide ballot measures this November after the Secretary of State's office made the final decision on what gets printed on ballots. Six of the measures were initiated by voters, while the other five were referred to the ballot by the Colorado legislature. Trinidad City Council has passed an ordinance allowing delivery of retail cannabis. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce has more.
Shops in the city say overregulation and high taxes are hurting their businesses, so they're looking for new ways to boost sales. On top of now allowing delivery of the products inside the city, the council also changed how the city taxes marijuana sales to help local growers. Delivery, however, will still be regulated by state law, which limits where and how it can be delivered. The Trinidad Chronicle News reports both ordinances passed unanimously. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Thieves are stealing important wires from RTD's rail system. That is disrupting service in the Denver area and costing thousands of dollars. Dave Jensen is RTD's Assistant General Manager for Rail Operations.
We've had a rash of thefts over the past 6 or 7 weeks. And in my view, it's significantly hampering our ability to provide the quality of service that we'd like.
Jensen says stealing the wires is very dangerous and that RTD has stepped up patrols. Hot and partly cloudy in the Denver area today, but it'll cool off tonight and tomorrow. Highs around 80 the next few days. In Grand Junction, a chance of thunderstorms through this afternoon and tonight. That's thanks to remnants of Tropical Storm K making its way through the area.